The local Norlight story began months ago when an activist in California submitted a Freedom of Information request to the U.S. Department of Defense, asking if it shipped unused toxic firefighter foam anywhere for disposal. A 26-page legal complaint was filed February 20th in federal court, saying the Norlight incinerator on Saratoga Street was burning stockpiled old firefighting foam laden with toxic PFOS for the Department of Defense and other parties. Activists held a news conference via Zoom Monday to announce results of soil and water testing conducted in the vicinity of Norlight's incinerator in Cohoes. They say results show burning old firefighter foam is not effective at breaking down PFAS compounds, and they say the facility appears to be emitting them into the surrounding communities. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ink.
Norlight started burning this highly toxic firefighter foam without telling anyone, except apparently the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and then they did not tell the public or local elected officials. The Norlight incinerator is currently shut down because they are in the process of installing a new scrubber system to reduce some of the pollutants that they have historically discharged into the Mohawk River.
Dr. David Bond with Bennington College led the group that took soil and water samples from neighborhoods surrounding the Norlight plant.
We detected elevated levels of PFAS compounds in the soil and water near the Norlight facility. These levels decline with distance from the incinerator. The PFAS compounds that make up AFFF, including PFOS, are higher around the plant than what is considered a background level for these individual compounds in our region. Indeed, PFOS is twice as high downwind of the plant as it is upwind of the plant. And far more PFAS compounds were detected downwind of Norlight than were detected upwind. Both of these suggest airborne deposition of PFAS compounds.
The activists concede that theirs is a preliminary study and more research is needed. Norlight responded by email to a request for comment. Quote, "The Norlight facility in Cohoes has voluntarily stopped accepting and processing AFFF pending additional research by the U.S. EPA on means of disposing of the material. Our acceptance and processing of AFFF in the past was done in accordance with the permits issued by the U.S. EPA and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. We understand and are sensitive to public questions and concerns about AFFF. The company works and will continue to work with the agencies in establishing any additional parameters needed to determine risk to public health or the environment." At a press conference later Monday, Democratic Cohoes Mayor Bill Keeler called the activists' findings disturbing but not surprising.
When I heard that Judith and Dr. Bond were doing a press conference regarding the PFAS chemical situation in Norlight, I was prepared to be disappointed by the findings. But frankly, as I listened to the press conference, I became angry. We know that EPA has been saying for some time now that there's no sound science regarding incineration of AFFF and PFAS chemicals. I'm no scientist, but what I heard did not sound good to me.
Keeler has come up with a two-part plan.
Tomorrow night, the Common Council meets, and we will pass a law, a one-year moratorium on the burning of AFFF containing PFAS chemicals within the city of Cohoes. That's a stopgap measure until the Assembly and the Senate can pass legislation at the state level, which would be a state law banning or a moratorium on the burning of PFAS chemicals. So the second part of the plan is that we need to work with state and federal officials to get the required testing of the people, the soil, and the water surrounding Norlight.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation said in its own statement, quote, "DEC is reviewing the data released today and it appears to be consistent with low background levels observed in urban areas in emerging scientific studies. Since discovering Norlite was incinerating PFAS waste in late 2019, DEC has not allowed the incineration of firefighting foam at Norlite without additional testing to ensure the destruction of PFAS compounds. The facility is not currently incinerating this waste. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.